Death of a Macho Man by M.C. Beaton. Narrated by Sean Grindel. To Domenico, Pico, Gianarelli. With love. Chapter 1. When two strong men stand face to face, though they come from the ends of the earth. Rudyard Kipling. Randy Duggan was called the Macho Man in the village of Loch Doo in the Scottish Highlands, and he seemed to live up to his nickname. He was a huge man, over 6 feet tall, with powerful shoulders, tattoos, and a low forehead. His legs were disproportionately short for his body, and his hair was greasy and worn long and curly on his collar. He wore leather jackets with long fringes. He sported odd glasses with slats like Venetian blinds and brightly coloured hats. The locals gathered in the Loch Doo bar just to see him crush beer cans in one of his great fists. His voice had an American twang. He said he had been a wrestler in America. In fact, to the admiring locals, it seemed as if Randy had been everywhere, seen everything, done everything. He'd been attacked by muggers in Florida, shot them dead, and been commended by the police for his bravery. He'd been a lumberjack in Canada, and he had shot bear in Alaska. He was the most well-traveled man Loch Doo had ever seen. It was all too easy to create a sensation in Loch Doo. It was a sleepy highland village in Sutherland, which is as far north as you can go on the mainland of the British Isles. Tourists came and went in the summer season, but not many, most of them only getting as far north as...